From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's a tropical storm now, no longer a hurricane. Ivan is still slowly churning northward, pounding away with wind, tornadoes, and flash flooding as it moves inland. The eye of the storm roared ashore on Alabama's Gulf Coast about 3 this morning with 130-mile-an-hour winds and a 10- to 15-foot storm surge. The president has signed federal disaster declarations for 4 states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The one major city of concern, New Orleans, was only brushed by Ivan. At least 20 people have died in the storm in the U.S. 70 others died earlier as the storm crossed the Caribbean. More than 1 million people are without power. We have several perspectives on the storm, the first from NPR's Adam Hochberg in Gulf Shores, Alabama. That's near the spot where Ivan made landfall.
In the farming villages and resort towns of coastal Alabama, Ivan will be remembered as the worst hurricane in at least 25 years. With 130-mile-per-hour winds and a massive storm surge, it damaged buildings, submerged neighborhoods underwater, and left residents with the daunting job of cleaning up.
Rig it to get it up there and hold it.
Rick Owsley spent today trying to protect what's left of his computer store in Robertsdale. He had boarded up the windows before the storm, but Ivan ripped off the boards and shattered the glass, letting rainwater inside. Owsley defied an evacuation order and stayed in town with his family during the hurricane, a decision that led to a night he's not likely to forget.
Like a freight train coming at you for about 7 hours is about what it was like. We all slept there in the halls, and it was rough.
Why'd you decide to stay?
If it hadn't been for a business here, I'd have been gone like everybody else.
Owsley's store is among the many damaged buildings here. Several lost roofs or awnings, others took on water, and part of a strip mall in Gulf Shores collapsed. Chuck Childers could barely recognize what's left of his business, Farm Fresh Meats.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Childers' back room, where he keeps some of his meat processing equipment, was blown apart, its roof and walls no match for Ivan's force.
These were insulated panels. They're actually 5 inches thick. They're bolted together, and I guess the vacuum of the pressure just blew them apart. It blew the vents out over here, and of course that whole wall on that side's gone.
In addition to the damage to his building, Childers also is concerned about the $70,000 of inventory he has on hand, meat that's defrosting in his cooler because the electricity is out. He hopes to bring in refrigerated trucks to salvage what he can. Local leaders are warning it may be days before the power is back on here. Colette Baim is with the Baldwin County Emergency Agency.
Basically, everyone is still out of power. They can't really give a good estimate of when folks will get their power back. They're doing the best that they can, and folks are going to have to be patient.
In the southern part of Gulf Shores, the area closest to the beach, floodwaters submerged the main highway and all the buildings near it. Businesses and homes as far as a mile away from the shore were inundated, including Eddie Spence's house.
My son and I swam up in it. We waded in about 5 foot of water this morning, and going in the front door, and there was a water moccasin sitting on the handrail right there that got close to us, but we went in, and it's got about 3 foot of water line on the walls.
This afternoon, the floodwaters presented an especially unusual challenge here. They encroached on a small zoo in Gulf Shores, stranding the animals.
Just slide the bunnies off, slide the chickens back, slide that pen back.
Though there was several feet of water inside the room where the animals were kept, zookeeper Adrian Tandler says it stopped rising just in time.
Literally, it could not have gotten any closer for this collection of animals here. The water was up in their cages, and you know they would have drowned. They got very, very lucky.
That is, almost all the animals got lucky. 8 alligators escaped from the zoo. And as those reptiles are detected in the floodwater here, they're being shot, an action that officials say is necessary to protect a community of people that already has enough to be concerned about. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Gulf Shores, Alabama.